Double Slayer Podcast, where we provide you strategies, opportunities, and ideas to take your business, your money, and your mindset to the next level. I am your host, Crystal Lauren, and let's get into this episode. Welcome to another episode of Next Level Slayer Podcast. In this episode, we are going to talk about consistency, how to stay consistent in your business. Staying consistent in your business is very important because you want to keep your audience engaged. You want to keep them informed on what you have to offer. And being consistent can be a struggle for you if you have a lot of things going on in your life. If you work a 9-to-5, if you have kids, maybe you go to school, maybe you have a husband. You have other things going on in your life and you just struggle with being consistent, or you don't see results and you give up. I have been that person for sure. So if you want to learn how I overcame that struggle, then this episode is for you. Stay tuned. Let's get into it. All right. Are you struggling with staying consistent in your business? Meaning that you start something like a blog or a podcast, or you start posting on social media and then you don't see the traction that you want to see, or you don't see the sales coming in that you want to see. So you give up, you stop. And you kind of, I guess, take a break, maybe turn your attention to something else. Or maybe you are trying to be consistent, but it seems that things are continuing to pop up that takes your attention away, where you're not able to stay consistent. Or you lack the ability to stay on top of things that you should do for your business on a daily basis or weekly basis. Well, in this episode, I'm going to give you guys some strategies to overcome that, because that is something that I really, really struggled with. Definitely with my YouTube channel, I would say I was consistently posting videos and on a continuous basis, and then things got in the way, life got in the way, and I would stop posting videos like at least every week. Previously, I was posting them like several times a week, and then I stopped, and then I went to one day a week, and then I stopped like for months. I hadn't posted anything. Well, this podcast, well, I started it and then, like I said, life got in the way. I started turning my attention to other things and I stopped producing content for the podcast. I took like maybe almost a 2-year break, you know, and I said to myself that if I want to be successful with what I'm doing, then I need to make a change in that area. When we see that we're not getting the results that we want, we need to look at what are we doing wrong. And you need to look at everything that you're doing wrong. And if being consistent is one of those things, then that is something that you want to attack immediately. So, what did I do to overcome it? Well, I sat down and said, what do I want to do to grab my audience attention and feed them information? In what ways do I want to build influence? How do I want to do that? Well, I know how to write. I said I'm going to create a blog. I'm going to start my podcast back up. I already know how to do that. And then I'm going to create content for my YouTube channel on a regular basis. I also did challenges with like meditating. Meditation I always did. I even stopped doing meditation. That was something I didn't do consistently. And I started to do a 30-day challenge to help me visualize what it is that I wanted to achieve. So when you set goals for yourself, you want to achieve them by, or manifest them by, visualizing that you already achieved the goal. So I did a 30-day challenge. It's on YouTube. It's a video that I listen to every day to help me visualize on what it is that I want to achieve. Now, I've tried to do this with this same video on many occasions and struggled with it. So this time I was determined. This last time I was determined to make it happen. I was determined to do it for 30 days straight, every day. So I am about 3 days away from the 30 days. So I'm very close to achieving that goal of staying consistent. So you have to set a goal. The thing that I did was set a goal to do something for a specific amount of time to train myself to be consistent on that one thing. It doesn't have to be with just your business. It can be with something else. Creating a habit is just doing something over and over and over again. Okay, so that is what I did. I had to discipline myself to do this. So I learned from that, doing the visualizations. It brought me inspired thoughts, which led me to do other things. And what it led me to do was create a way to set daily tasks. So I use a program called ClickUp to set my goals and set my daily tasks on what I have to do. Now, I also created a spreadsheet where I list every day what it is that I want to do each of those days surrounding my business. From creating the content, to posting the content, to sharing the content, and each of those days that must happen. Now, I must say, you're going to still struggle with meeting those deadlines. If you are tired or if you have other things going on, it's going to be a struggle. But if you have it in writing or have it in front of you, or if you have alerts popping up on your phone telling you that what you were supposed to do is past due, it's going to affect you in some type of way where it's going to remind you, you know what, you better go do it. Even if you end up being a day late, fine. You're still training yourself to be consistent. So that has been working for me. The spreadsheet that I'm working on. I'm trying to add some things to it that can so you can see how that being consistent in those things, how it produced some type of results. So once I have that available, I'll definitely share it on my YouTube channel or my blog. I'll do something to share it, or in another episode once I have that spreadsheet done. But I think it's very important to track things to do, things that you're supposed to be doing. If you struggle with staying consistent, a lot of times we have things that we're supposed to have done and we have interruptions from outside people, and we struggle with saying, hey, I'm not going to answer that call, I'm not going to talk to that person, I can't do it right now. We struggle with that. But if you put yourself on a schedule for something, train your mind to do something on a particular day, every day, then that definitely can help you. Another thing that I do is, not along with the meditations, I do a meditation at night, I do a meditation in the morning, I write out like affirmations. I'm starting to do that. So you can find challenges. I just started a 15-day challenge in an affiliate marketing program where you can learn how to do affiliate marketing. I just started that challenge, which is through Legendary Marketer. It's a 15-day challenge. It only cost me, it only cost $7 to do that. So that forcing myself to do challenges will help me to discipline myself and help me to obtain, make it a habit of making sure that I stay consistent. So let's see. That is pretty much what I did to overcome it. And I look at my schedule, like I'm supposed to do my blog this day, I'm supposed to do my podcast this day, I'm supposed to do my YouTube episode this day. You can do the same thing for your business. What is it that you're doing for your business each and every day to take it to the next level? You have to be doing something. If you don't have time to do it yourself, then you may have to consider paying someone to do it for you. I don't like posting on social media on a daily basis, so I don't. And I can't afford to pay anyone right now. So posting, having those things, a blog, so I know when I do my blog, I'm going to share it. So that forces me to do that. I have a podcast, so when I create an episode and post it, then I'm going to share that. And then when I have a YouTube episode, I'm going to create that and post it, and then I'm going to share that. So at least that's 3 days a week that I'm sharing on social media. So you have to create some type of content in some form or fashion in order for you, that forces you to share what you have to offer. In order to share what you have to offer outside of talking about it on doing a post on social media, you need to find another way to intertwine it into some information that's going to help someone. So knowing that you have to do that will require you to consistently come up with content that you can interject your product or service into, which will force you to have to do something each day to achieve that goal. So I hope that kind of made sense to you guys and it was helpful. Find some challenges out there. I'm going to be doing some, you know, offering some challenges myself. I have a 7-day Be Ready for the Camera challenge that I have just in written form, but I want to, you know, add some video content to it as well. So that is a project that's coming up, and I'll be coming up with some other, maybe I'm going to be creating a visualization challenge where you visualize for maybe 21 days straight what you want. I'm going to be creating that as well. So those are some things that I need to create, and that goes on my calendar to make that happen. I can see where I can fit it in to make it happen. And again, if you don't, if some things that you don't have time to do for yourself, you can hire someone on Fiverr to do it. F-I-V-E-R-R. No, I'm sure you heard of it, or Upwork or somewhere, someone to help you in some sort of way. I know it can be hard if you can't afford to do it. When you can't afford to do it, it kind of forces you to have to do it yourself, which helps you with the staying consistent as well. So that is it. That is all, guys. I hope this information was helpful. I will have the link to ClickUp below in the show notes of this episode, which is on my channel, Crystal Lauren Enterprises LLC.com. If you're listening to this from my website, then you definitely will see it below in the episode. And that's it, guys. I don't have any other thing to share with you. Oh, the 15-day challenge that I'm doing, I won't share that until I'm, like I said, I'm only like on the beginning of that. I just kind of started that yesterday. So if you're looking for ways to make money, extra income as an affiliate marketer, or how to start a blog, that's what I did want to mention. If you want to start a blog surrounded about your business, or if you want to learn how to start a podcast, I have a group, and it is a private group that you can join. You'll find it on my website, Crystal Lauren Enterprises LLC.com. You'll find it there where you can sign up as a member and get access to this content. So depending on which, I have two memberships, one where you don't get this, some of this free stuff, and a membership where you get a whole lot of free information on how to do different things. So if you want to become a member and get access to video content that is only exclusive to members, like how to start a podcast, how to start a blog, how to start a YouTube channel and create videos without showing your face and make money and monetize off of it. That is the type of stuff that's going to be available in the group. You also, as the group grows, you'll be able to create your own group as well. So there's some things I'm working on, guys. I got some information to share, and I hope if you want to learn it, make sure you follow me on YouTube, Crystal Lauren Next Level Slayer. And that's it. That's all, guys. Make sure you tune in next week, where I'll do another episode on how to take your business to the next level. See you then. Bye-bye.